Good morning.
It's good to be back with you again, especially in the lead up to Christmas. This morning I'd like us to consider the following question. What have we got to praise and thank God for in December 2020? So shall we pray first? Heavenly Father, I ask that you would give me clarity of thought and wisdom as we look at your word. I pray for those listening that you would give them discernment and allow them to understand what you've got to say to them this morning. And to me, Lord, I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen. I was thinking really that there is plenty to moan and complain about in December 2020, but there is also plenty to thank God for. So I want to concentrate on the positive today rather than the negative, and to look at two women who really gave God praise and thanks in two songs. The first woman is Mary, who had a servant heart, and the second woman is Hannah, who was barren but trusted God to answer her prayers for a son. So first let's look at Mary's song then in Luke 1 verses 28 to 29. I'm not going to do a sermon where I'm going to look at all the verses. I just want to look at the first couple verses in Mary's song and the first couple verses in Hannah's song, and to consider really what they had to thank God for and how they did thank God. So Luke 1 verses 28 to 29. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God." I picked up on that word, favour with God, and I looked up in my dictionary and it said, favour is an act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. So just imagine a moment how Mary must have felt when God spoke to her through his angel Gabriel, saying the most unusual things like, "Do not be afraid," like, "You have found favour with God," like, "You will conceive, you will bear a son, he will be called Jesus, he will be the Son of the Most High." Just imagine for a moment and put yourself in that position. How would you feel? What would you think? What would your emotions be? We've got a memory verse today, which I put on the picture accompanying this talk, and it's Psalm 63 verse 3, and it says, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." And I'm sure that's a challenge to all of us. And that is what Mary did in her song of praise. Luke 1 verse 46 says this, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." You see, Mary was thankful for what God had done for her and what God was about to give her. Mary was grateful that God had put his favour on her. Mary's heart was full, so she poured out her song of praise to God. So, just as a pause for thought, if you are a Christian this morning, then you too have found favour with God. I wonder if you realise that. I wonder if you ever think of God's kindness to you that is not deserved. You too have experienced the loving kindness of the same God that Mary did. That didn't really make sense. You too have experienced the loving kindness of the same God that Mary worshipped. You too have something to praise and thank God for today. But often we're too caught up in our own world and our own worries and anxieties to remember that God has put his favour on us, that God has given us many things. So today is a good time just to think during the day and just to pause for 5 minutes and to think about what God has given you and given me, and just to give thanks for those things. There's a song by Noel Richards which gives us this thought: my lips shall praise you, my great Redeemer. My heart will worship Almighty Saviour. You take all my guilt away, turn the darkest night to brightest day. You are the restorer of my soul. So remember our memory verse, Psalm 63, verse 3. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. So I wonder what you will want to glorify God for this morning, and why you would like to thank and praise God. So I'd like to turn to Hannah's song now in 1 Samuel 2, verses 1 to 10. So 1100 years before Jesus was born, another woman called Hannah also found favour with God. She also expressed her thanks in a song. So just to remind you, although I realise you know the story of Hannah, Hannah was married to Elkanah, and his second wife was called Peninnah. Hannah was barren and often ridiculed and bullied by Peninnah. And I guess Hannah had a choice to make. She could have been bitter, she could have been just caught up in her own misery, or she could trust in God. And of course, she chose to trust in God, and she prayed and prayed and prayed and asked God for a son. And it just reminds me that the importance of us not giving up on prayer, really, and of us trusting in God. So, memory verse, which I'm reminding you again, I'll remind you before the end, Psalm 63, verse 3. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. So turn into 1 Samuel 2 then, verse 1, to Hannah's song. Hannah prayed and said, my heart rejoices in the Lord, in the Lord my horn. Now my horn means strength. So she sees God, the Lord, as her strength. My horn is lifted high, my mouth boasts over my enemies, for I delight in your deliverance. I think often we forget what God has saved and delivered us from. We forget that God is our strength. God is our health and our strength. We forget all that God has done for us. Of course, God answered Hannah's prayers. God delivered Hannah from disgrace. It was seen as disgrace in those days not to have a child. God promised Hannah a son. So let's pause for thought again and just think, what has God given you? What has God promised you? It might have been many years ago, but what did God promise you? What has God promised you? What has God delivered you from? And what has God brought you into? What has God given you? What has God given us? Because when we start thinking about what God has delivered us from, what God has given us, what God has promised us, when we look at all the promises in the Bible, surely that outweighs the things that's happened to us at the moment. Surely that is worth thanking God for and praising God for. So Hannah's response was that she gave her firstborn son to serve God. She responded to God's goodness to her by offering up her son Samuel to serve God. And my Bible commentary tells me that we see Hannah's actions as the foreshadowing of God giving his only son to serve mankind. So there's a sort of echo, really, in the story of Hannah, something I'd never considered before, of what God would do all those years later in giving us Jesus. Luke 2, verse 10 and 11 says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This is your day in David's town. This very day in David's town, a Saviour was born, Christ the Lord.'" So in conclusion then, both Mary and Hannah knew the favour of God on their lives. Although they lived in very different worlds, they loved and trusted the same God. Both women give God their individual praise and thanks. And of course, we can read that today in the Bible. Do you remember the question I asked you earlier? What have you got to praise and thank God for in December 2020? Psalm 23, our memory verse says, "Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you." Psalm 150 says, "I praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and the pipes. Praise him with a clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen." Let's just pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you that although I stuttered at times, Lord, I was able to deliver what you gave me to give to your people this morning. And I just pray that as we listen and consider your word to us, we would also want to praise God like Mary did and like Hannah did. And I just pray that you'd help us to do that during the Christmas season in 2020. Amen.